Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
KZN's number one hit music station. It's Carol O'Forey with you all the way till 1 o'clock. If you're just joining me, good, because you're joining me at the most perfect time as I lean across to my phone line to switch it on. Trezor, what's good? How you doing?
Hello, Carol. I'm good, yourself?
Ah, bonjour, my friend. Ça va? I try my best, Trezor. Please don't judge me.
You're trying your very best.
No. I'm trying my very best. Thank you so much for making time to chatting at us on East Coast Radio. I'm a big fan of your work, man, and I'm so excited about the great projects you've been working on and the amazing things going on with you. I mean, the first one, of course, is Certified Lover Boy, Drizzy Drake's album. You working with him on one of the tracks there. Talk to us about that. So exciting.
Yes, it's been such a blessing. I'm, of course, very honored to be part of the project. They got in touch a few months ago, and it's been such a beautiful thing. And being part of the project, of course, is a great, great honor. And they are very warm, him, Drake, and his team, very warm, kind people. And they really made space for me, which I'm forever grateful for.
Yeah, that's so cool. So how did it all work? Did you, like, have to... It's been COVID time, so was it all online, or did you actually meet in person, or how did it work?
You know, here's a funny story. I was in America, I think, the last time last year sometime.
Okay.
And the guys all got in touch this year, about 4 months ago,
yeah,
from the work they heard I've been doing, of course, in the last few months. And I haven't been to the States because of COVID. I'm hoping to go there in the next month or so. And everything was done online, but we pretty much speak very often because we just need to make sure everything sounds right.
Wow.
And it's been such a great blessing.
Yeah, that's... Wow, it's been blessing on blessing. Here's the next one. You've also joined the likes of Sir Elton John, Miley Cyrus to feature as well on Metallica's Blacklist album. How did that come about?
That actually was a massive, massive big shout out to Universal. They got in touch and I thought it was like, yeah, oh man, that's cool. But then over time they keep saying like, no, we actually, you've been specially requested for this project. And I recorded the project again here at home and sent over the music, and it was, they literally reached out as well like a few months back. So it's been amazing, the world reaching out, of course, which is a great sign of great things to come and which I'm really grateful for. And it's such a beautiful project and really great legacy to be part of.
Ta wena Trezor. I love it. New album on the way. There's a new track, Lighthouse, where you've teamed up with some of my faves. Sun El Musician, a fave, Da Capo. This track's called Lighthouse. I'm going to spin it in a few minutes' time, but tell me about this particular track in the new album.
It's definitely one of my favorite tracks I've written in some time. It's fun, it's exciting, it's like a whirlwind summer love song.
Right.
It's happy, you know, and I just want to create a beautiful, simple, like pop, slash dance, African song that would be able to really be a great soundtrack for a lot of great time. It's a fun track and I really love it.
Oh, I love it, man. Magic! Okay, my next question is live performances. I mean, we miss that, man. Is Trezor going to be doing any live shows anytime soon? Where can people catch you? Please share.
Yes, for sure. I think hopefully sometime soon. I just came from Kenya and Tanzania this past week. The love is made. I was not really aware of because of my throat speaking, of course. So I did quite a few appearances there. I'll be going back there for tour next month. Here, of course, because of the limitations, I'd love to do, I think, quite a few shows. I'm hoping that summer, like after October, we'll be able to do quite a few shows. Get to be reunited with the people that really support us and give love to our music.
Yeah, that is so nice that you are traveling and able to gig and do your thing, man. That's really cool, Trezor. Look, I want to spin your song, so because I got the man on the line, don't you want to intro your new hit, Lighthouse? I'm going to cut the music, cut everything, and literally as you're done, I'm firing the song, and KZN gets to hear the first spin of your new song. Please intro it, Mr. Trezor.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Carol. This is Trezor here, and I'd love to introduce my new single, Lighthouse. The Capo and Final Musician. I hope you enjoy it here, right live on East Coast Radio. Shout out.
Trezor, it's always a pleasure, my man. Can't wait to see you live on the stage again in South Africa. Blessings all around and keep shining, bro.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Ciao, everybody. Trezor, you heard it. This is Lighthouse. Yes.
Tell me once, baby, you're like me. Even if I'm so much.
nice one, guys. Whoa. This summer is gonna be fire. I'm telling you guys. Music-wise, these artists have been sitting concocting the music to release the summer. You know? Yeah. Yo. You can hear Sun'el Musician on this track. You can hear the music from Sun'el Musician. Trezor's new offering is called Lighthouse. And there's Trezor's voice. Can't miss it. Very distinct. And of course, the couple in there as well. I'm loving it, guys. From Osama, from Zex Bantwini. Oskido dropped a new one with Niniola. You are not ready for summer. Please wear your mask. Please. We don't want surging numbers here.
Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.